Chip Alexander from the Raleigh News Observer. Good morning, Chip. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
I just, you know, talked about it on the show. I think, you know, we hear all this rumbling at the draft coming up on Sunday, and you got Seth Jones at the top, you got Nathan MacKinnon at the top. To me, the most fascinating part of this draft, the most fascinating section is 5, 6, and 7. There you have the Carolina Hurricanes at 5, you have the Flames at 6, and then you have the provincial rival Oilers at 7, who always seem to have something up their sleeve. Sitting here today, your thoughts on the Hurricanes and their ideal pick at number 5 and what they want to do with that pick. Do you go back and forth a little bit, or are you convicted either way?
Well, I'm talking to Jim Rutherford, the general manager this week, and as you know, with most GMs, it's hard to pin them down, especially sure. The last week before the draft is where they're headed. But he said they were leaning towards taking a forward, which seemed to be an indicator, good indicator there, that they you know, they were looking at a player such as you know, Valerie Nichushkin, and that seems to be the guy they've really got their you know, that they really are pointing towards, the Russian winger. Certainly other names have popped up. You know, you look at it, Elias Lindholm and players like that, Sean Monahan, but the Russian seems to be the guy, even though, you know, he has that KHL situation and certainly has the, you know, had the contract there, and there seems to be some question marks about him, but I think that's the player they want.
See, and that's interesting to me, because when you look at the depth charts, when you look at how this team is put together, Nichushkin was always the guy to me. He's the monkey wrench because he has supreme talent, but, you know, do teams get scared off? Because I think the top four in a lot of ways, you know, barring some weird happening, is kind of predictable. You got MacKinnon up there, you got Seth Jones, you got Jonathan Drouin, and I see Barkov going to Nashville at 4. We'll see. Is Nichushkin a guy that exactly fits with Carolina? And I know Alex Semin has been pretty good since he's gone there. I don't love the deal they gave him, but hey, he did everything and more that you could ask of him. Is this team more situated to get a Monahan? Or, hey, a big defenseman and a kid like Darnell Nurse, would there be a want to trade down?
Now, you know, one thing Jim Rutherford has said is they're not barring out a trade. I mean, they are in the market for a top four defenseman. That's a top priority for next season, like a lot of teams. And so he is... as I said, they're being kind of coy about where they're headed, but he has said that if they get a chance to move down the draft, you know, with a trade for a defenseman, they would look at that very seriously. But one thing they're also looking at is the new division they're moving into in the NHL, and they really would like to add some size to the lineup. Certainly Kirk Muller would like that. And, you know, one thing about it is if you bring in a player such as Nichushkin, you know, you're adding that kind of size. I mean, he's a very powerful, imposing player. And that's the kind of guy that I know Kirk Muller would love to have in his lineup.
Chip Alexander, our guest from the Raleigh News Observer. I will always admit on the show, I do have a soft spot for the Carolina Hurricanes. I always have. I mean, I covered Cam Ward in Red Deer. I covered Brandon Sutter in Red Deer. And, of course, he is now a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I like some of the guys they have. I like Eric Staal. I like Jeff Skinner. I like their trade for Jordan Staal at the draft 1 year ago, and I've always thought Cam Ward was maybe the more underrated guy, certainly in that division and maybe in the National Hockey League. That said, they didn't have a great year. They struggled with some injuries. They missed the playoffs. Where are we now on Carolina in terms of day-to-day next season? What is their biggest need this offseason?
Well, it's certainly on the defensive side. They really do need to try to find a top four defenseman, and as I said, that's been their top priority since the season ended. But you're right. I mean, they got off to a really good start last year. Were leading the division, and the injury to Cam Ward, which, you know, at the time they felt like they could get around with Dan Ellis and some of the backup goalies they had, but turned out to be insurmountable. Just losing Cam, you know, throughout the rest of the regular season. So. But, no, they are looking to add size in the lineup. You know, you have a player such as the Chad LaRose, who's been on the team, you know, was on the Cup winners in 2006 and is a very popular player who probably won't return this year as they're looking to go bigger, you know, throughout their lineup. So they need some real – I think they're going to be some big personnel changes on this team, and they're going to need that if they, you know, to survive in that division with the likes of, you know, Pittsburgh and some of the teams, the New York Rangers and the teams they're going to be in there with that are, you know, can really spin to the cap. So it's going to be an interesting situation, and a lot can happen, I think, in the next 30 days.
Chip, is this team too top-heavy for your liking? You have about, by my count, what is it here, about $39 million tied up in five forwards and a goalie. Is it too top-heavy, or are they building the way they envisioned it under Jim Rutherford?
Well, Jim Rutherford wanted to build a core with that team, and I think you're right. I think there is quite a bit of money tied up in a very few amount of players, and that could be a problem, certainly with the cap due to go down before it goes back up. There could be kind of a tight squeeze there. You know, you're looking at the extension that was given to Jeff Skinner, the 10-year extension that Jordan Staal was given. I mean, they're tying up a lot of money for a long period of time. Certainly, Eric Staal and Cam Ward have big salaries. So, like most teams, I think, when you get down to some of those third and fourth line forwards and you know, your last couple of defensemen, you're going to have to make some good decisions and find some real bargains there to make it all fit together and to be productive. So, it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Hurricanes, but it's going to be that way for a lot of teams in the league.
Tuomo Ruutu is the guy, and the guy's had his injury troubles, but I like him as a player. He's the kind of guy you need to have. That said, he makes $4.75 million this year and the next two coming years. Are we at all talking about a buyout scenario, or is Ruutu a movable asset?
Well, you know, he's coming off hip surgery, another hip surgery, too, so a little bit of damaged goods there, if you want to refer to it that way. You know, you got to see how he recovers from that. He had one hip operated on last year, bounced back late in the year, and played very well, so they're expecting that to be successful. But at the same time, you know, in talking to Jim Rutherford about the buyouts, he said he doesn't anticipate them using the compliance buyouts this year, and I know a number of teams in the league are not going to do that as well, and I think it would all depend on possibly what happens this week at the draft and, you know, whether a trade is made and maybe they need some wiggle room there salary-wise. So, and Jim Rutherford is not ruling that completely out either. So, you know, come Sunday night, we'll probably have a better idea as to where they're headed on that end.
So two more from me, Chip, and I guess the first one is, and I'm putting words in your mouth, but gun to your head today, the draft was today, you say Nikushkin's the guy at five, correct?
That's who I think they're aiming at, yes.
And maybe one of the reasons why a lot of people would put two and two together is that Alex Semin, here's this enigmatic guy, he's great when he's good, and he's not very good when he's off his game, comes over from Washington, and I watched a lot of Canes games last year. He was pretty good, and good enough that Jim Rutherford stunned everybody by giving him a five-year extension at $35 million. Is there a drop-off here? I mean, that was more term than anyone thought was possible for Alex Semin. Does his success in Carolina lead to maybe a growing interest in Nikushkin? And can Alex Semin sustain what we saw a season ago?
Well, you know, one thing with Alex Semin, too, is his agent's Mark Gamler, who is also Nikushkin's agent. So I think that obviously Rutherford and Gamler have a very good working relationship. And, you know, whether that's a factor or not come Sunday, we'll find out. But, you know, one thing, and I was surprised, that, you know, just like you mentioned with the length of the extension given to Semin, I was a little surprised that they gave him 5 years. I was also surprised, and I guess pleasantly so, that, you know, Semin came to Raleigh and seemed to fall in love with the area and wanted to stay here and really sign a long-term commitment in that contract. Now you have to wonder, you know, last year he did play very well, and I think surprised some people here with his two-way play, not just his offensive ability, but, you know, the fact that he played well defensively as well. And now with the big contract, that, you know, will his production drop off? But, you know, it'd be interesting to have, you know, he was the only Russian in the room, and he doesn't speak a lot of English, although passable English, in Alex Semin, and to have another young player that he could be, you know, kind of a role model and mentor for might be good for him, and certainly would ease the transition if that is the draft pick.
Interesting stuff. We got to run, Chip. Thanks for this, and enjoy the draft on Sunday. I know we'll be keeping a very close eye on that number five pick. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is Chip Alexander from the Raleigh News Observer.